out like a gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
We're going to sex.
I'm a bad bitch!
I need to get drunk. This is fucking horseshit.
Goodbye to the people who love me.
Something about you, girl.
If you're not suffering, you're not learning.
That's it, bro.
Suffering means everything.
Do me a favor. Take a knife, stab yourself in it. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. So we had an interesting happening this week, sir.
Yes, impromptu rant.
Yes. So, I don't know if anybody that listens to the show had seen, but I have created a TikTok account for the gentleman. Nothing really all that amazing.
Nothing glamorous.
Just to promote, like, the Dinosaur Friends thing that we did. Goofy stuff. So, this week, I had done some stuff. I had updated some information on TikTok. And all of a sudden, I went to put our link tree to kind of direct more people to the podcast. And when I went to update it, it said, your account has been banned. And I said, that's kind of weird. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I had gotten an inbox notification from TikTok that said, your account has been banned. Tried to figure it out. Talked to Kate about it. Kate's like, do you have any of your recordings from the parlor on there? Maybe it's copyright. And I said, no, none of the parlor stuff's on there. It's all on YouTube or on Spotify. Go check those out. And I just mulled it over. So I sent a message to TikTok. And I said, you know, Eric and I, we have created all the original content on our channel. We haven't used anything that's not readily available on TikTok. Can you please explain to me why we received this ban? And if it can be overturned. I got a response no more than 10 minutes later. We reviewed your appeal and our decision is upheld.
Which means, nah.
Nah. No reason, except for we violated community guidelines on TikTok, quote, end quote.
Sure.
The only things that Kate and I were able to surmise from the community guidelines for TikTok are, one, that I was posing as a different entity by saying I wasn't Tim Bond, that I was the outlier gentleman.
You charlatan.
Right.
You fraudulent fuck.
And also, that the Dinosaur Friends is a method of grooming and puts risk on the younger viewers of TikTok.
Which there shouldn't be any, technically.
Yeah, but according to the community guidelines, you cannot animate or anthropomorphize any stuffed animals on TikTok.
I had not known this.
I had not known this either because it's fucking stupid.
I mean, we touched on this briefly when I walked in, but I didn't realize, like, Holocaust reenactment videos were okay, like Holocaust testimonials.
Right.
But we're fucking going right after Curious Triceratops.
Right. And this is where the rant, you know, this is where the rant comes in. I had put up a reaction video on TikTok, on my Instagram, and on my Facebook. I have seen all sorts of weird shit on TikTok. There's stuff from fetishizing shit to violence to hate speech. Like, there's a whole bunch of fucking TikToks on there that, probably, you know, fucking Democrats are fucking stupid. Republicans are fucking stupid. If you're a Republican, you should go fucking die somewhere.
Probably pornographies.
Right.
Abound.
But our fucking channel, that we got lucky if we got 600 views a video, because we never got a bump on the fucking algorithm.
Because to me, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So thanks to whoever watched
it. Right.
I guess if somebody reported it, sorry, but, you know.
But to me, like, that's the stupidest shit. A. B. Give me a fucking reason other than you violated our community guidelines.
Yeah, can you point to the guideline that we violated? And they're like, and they just throw a smoke bomb, and then they just like, and they're gone.
That's basically it. That's basically it. And that's like, that's the most frustrating part, is like, they don't elaborate into what it is. They just said, you fucked up, and we're giving you no recourse to fix it. It's just, it's fucked.
When you first sent that to me, I thought, maybe it was me playing Smashing Pumpkins on guitar. Maybe Billy Corgan was like, eh, and like, sent the band hammer after us.
Well, and that's originally what Kate and I thought, too. Because I showed her the Porcelina cover, and I'm like, well, maybe it was that, maybe, you know, because at that time, that was, they were signed to Virgin at that time.
Did you have, like, the backing track when you were playing, or you were just playing straight up?
No, we were just playing straight up.
Huh. Then I thought it was, you know, the video you sent me where you spliced the coffee cup with the group of people going, oh.
Yeah. Which I thought was funny.
It was. But I thought maybe that guy, because you tagged him in it, I think, he was like, hey, don't use my video for your shitty podcast. Report.
But the thing is like, duetting is allowed on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's one of the, that's what that's called.
It was an unauthorized duet.
But like, this is the thing that like really pisses me off, is that we live in such a fucking weird PC, don't fucking offend me kind of shit. And like, I think I sent you this video, I sent it to Tiffany, and I sent it to Kate. It was a video of Ricky Gervais doing an interview. And like, anybody that knows Ricky Gervais, like, that dude, like, does not give a fuck what he says and who he says it to. You know, he's like the British version of George Carlin. He said, you have no right to say, I'm offended. You're taking ownership of whatever. You can say, how did he say it? He said, you can say it personally offends me. Or no, he goes, you can't say something is offensive. Because then you're just taking something and you're just saying, it's offensive for everybody and I'm going to be the one that dies on this fucking hill. You can say it offends me. But like, that's the way that we are now. We're just a culture that's just offended by everything. And I know I sent you a couple of those Cancel Carl videos, because I think those are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because that dude, like, makes fun of fucking cancel culture, and that's exactly where we're at. But, come on. You're taking free speech, you're taking, like, a platform where we, you know, we are greatly appreciative to the listeners that do listen to this podcast. But, like, you're taking away a platform for us to put out our stuff to kind of get people used to our stupid humor and us being dumb because of what? You won't even tell me. You don't even tell me what I did. You don't even tell me what I did.
There's no recourse to rectify.
Right.
There's no, I mean, YouTube is guilty of this, too. where they have bot-driven, not censorship, but they have bot-driven restrictions.
Right.
Where they go after specific wording or specific, you know, if they notice something without context, they immediately attack it.
Yeah.
So, if I had known that, I wouldn't have recommended or even suggested that we put the Dinosaur Friends video out there on the TikTok, but that one was I think it was the most popular one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that wasn't your suggestion. I just did it.
Oh.
And then told you about it afterwards. Because I wanted to try and get some traffic to the channel.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, we're so obsessed with this cancel culture that we, like, don't even fucking think, like, what we're canceling anymore. It's just like, yeah, no, you're done. And, like, you get these fucking videos of people like fucking Bella Porch. And I don't give a fuck that she's the most popular on TikTok. But, like, she's got last time I checked, she has, like, 1.8 billion views on TikTok. You know what she does? She makes goofy-ass motherfucking faces while fucking lip-syncing shit. And, like, not, like, cool ways, like, people like Blue Eyed Darkness. She's cool. I like her. But, like, people like her in, like a waifu kind of way.
I see. I apologize for my silence. You're kind of losing me. I'm not a TikTokin' fella.
No, I'm just kind of going off on a rant, but, like, people like that don't do anything, that don't contribute anything, are getting these fucking crazy amounts of views.
I thought about that, and we had a mini discussion about that when it came to the Gedung files, how our long-form stuff was eclipsed quickly by our silly Beavis and Butthead type stuff.
Right.
Which I think is cool. I've always liked that idea of, if I was going to ever do a podcast with people, it was going to be with people that I could be intellectual with and people I could be extremely dumb with.
Right.
Sometimes within the same breath.
Right.
So I'm glad I was able to have that. But, you know, I think that if people are entertained by someone lip-syncing, making faces, I don't see how that wouldn't violate some kind of community guideline. Just like having stuffed animals go, why? like, that's... It's
Dinosaur Friends Podcast is here.
So, I'm curious to see why they think that...
Well, here.
Talking stuffed animals leads to...
So I'm gonna turn my volume down so I don't fucking... Something doesn't happen where I get struck for something. I don't fucking know.
Are you showing me a Bella...
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking pull up one of the Bella Porch videos.
Yeah, just mute it. I just want to see the face. The face is all that matters to me at this point. But you know what I mean? Like, when you talk about grooming, like, there's so much more out there that could fall under that guideline. That talking stuffed animals, I don't see it.
Look at how many views. Look, that's how many likes.
Okay.
That's all she does.
Wow. I should report her. I want my 15 seconds back.
That's another reason why she's popular.
Oh, there you go. See? But wait, she has stuffed animals. That's bad.
Yeah, but she's not anthropomorphizing them.
But so if we were on the video, half naked, holding Triceratops, we would have been safe, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
That's fucked, isn't it? It's completely stupid.
Part two's coming.
Completely stupid.
Get ready for... hot gut. Right next to T-Rex.
I was going to say, one that's blindingly pale, that will fucking just...
They won't be able to tell you which one is which.
Right. But, to that end, TikTok, I will not create another outlier page for TikTok.
Nah, that's unnecessary at this point.
Done. I'm not dealing with the bullshit. I'll keep a TikTok account because Kate and Tiffany send me stuff on there. But I will not be creating any more content for TikTok if that's how things are going to be. That's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to whoever liked and thumbsed up and watched the Dinosaur Friends video. That was pretty cool, but yeah, there's no need.
Yeah.
You don't deserve more hot dinosaur action. Okay? We got more episodes coming.
Now, Eric, to that end... You had sent me an article that you had seen on Twitter, or you had seen a Twitter post for Amazon for something similar to that.
Not only that, I've had my own spat with Amazon. Something similar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can get my minor thing out of the way real quick, and then we'll get to the big one. Because it is a big one. But to go along those lines with violating guidelines, arbitrary guidelines, there's a new program that Amazon is putting out called Vela, or Kindle Vela. So they're trying to basically put out serialized content as a new form of promotion for authors, like, especially for new authors. You know, you get like between 600 to 3,000 words of a story out, and then if you want to see more, it's almost like they paywall it, like they try to make it almost like loot box-esque, microtransactions-esque. You have to buy...
We all know how much we love those.
Hey, it sells. People are whales. Utilize the whales.
Right.
Of course. You're the one who got me into that whole terminology. You sent me that...
The whales?
We talked about that video. I went back and watched it, and I was like, that's a really dark way of looking at the world in terms of, like, just people are just money machines. But yeah, companies think this way and they market this way, and it works. So I thought to myself, okay, if I am going to use this as a tool for marketing my own author stuff, I've got stuff I can throw out there just to get feelers and see, hey, if you guys like this story, I've got more. I can just keep adding to it as time goes on, serialized.
Mm.
So I did that. I put out the prologue, and my idea was, since it was a time travel story, one that I've sort of just been obsessing about for years and years, I've documented, like, you know, I wanted to do a time travel story that was epic and, like, had different elements of, like, YA fiction and stuff like that, just to try to see if I could really market myself in the world versus, like you say, embracing the anonymity.
Anonymity.
That I actually, you know, I crave it at times, because I'm like, I think I'd much rather just not be known at all. I think I'm good with being a nobody. I just don't want to say it. Uh-huh. But, I mean, having a day job sucks, but, like, I think I'm okay with it now after, like, years of, like, I want to be out there, but now I'm like, nah, nah. If I got to be, like, Bella Porch, I'm like, nah, I'm just going to be regular dude in the house. So I put the prologue out for the time travel story, and then the person quote unquote was like, this story violates the content guidelines, so you have been blocked from putting your story out. And I'm like, okay, can I delete it? I can just delete it and I can put another one on. Let me know, thanks. And then 2 days go by and they say, you can't delete it, but I'll just keep it blocked. Okay. Thanks, Catherine. If that is your real name.
That is your real name.
And then I get another message. Unprovoked message from Amazon that said, you ignored our last message. It's really important for you to respond to us. I'm like, excuse me.
What do you want me to say?
Excuse me.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
So just for the record, your shit is still blocked is basically what I got. I'm like, okay. And I sent you the message. I said, should I mess with them back? Should I really just put logic out there and see if it makes a difference? And you said, yeah. So I took the third bullet point from their content guidelines page and I said, see this? This is exactly what I did. Mm-hmm. You said, if I use up to 5,000 words of something previously published as the start of something new with more to come, this is fine. My prologue is only 3,000 words. And you said it was blocked. Let me know. And then I get a message back that says, we are sorry. We will unblock. That was a week ago. And it was supposed to be unblocked within 48 hours. It is now 48 hours times 3. So I'm thinking to myself, do I continue to pester these people or do I just move on with my life? Because that's like what seems better at this point.
I would say leave it be.
If it unblocks itself a month from now, and then Amazon will send me a message that says, hey, you never answered us. That's why we didn't unblock it. I mean, you're welcome. Thanks for using our service.
It's a waste of your breath, and it's a waste of your fucking kinetic energy typing shit up.
I really value my kinetic energy. You're damn right. So for me, it's a small rant. We'll call this the Outlier Gentleman versus Brands, a rant in four parts.
I like that.
So, my rant is brands that grow too big put people in charge of really important things, like content guidelines, things like that. If you don't have the manpower or the resources dedicated for people to actually read, especially for fiction, understand what the person's trying to do, or if something's a violation, you reach out to them and say, clarify this, otherwise just hold off because we're trying to make sure that we want all original content on the platform.
Right.
So don't just like copy paste and spam our site. If that's what you think it is, then say it, and then I can either fix it per your request or put another one on there, because I got more. I got a lot. I'm a weirdo who writes, been writing in my computer since I'm 18, so I got stories. You let me know. But they don't. They penalize first. They don't explain their actions, and then you have to come to me to get what you want, which is just to have your stuff out there, even if nobody touches it.
Come on, Surf.
You need to come to us. You need to come to Big Daddy Jeffrey.
Right. Big Daddy Jeffrey.
You know what I'm talking about. You need to rub on the golden head.
I've been calling him Lex Luthor, but Big Daddy Jeffrey.
No, Big Daddy Jeffrey. You got to rub the golden head to get the good coin, the good luck coin, and then that will allow access into the temple. You know what I mean?
Right.
The temple of the temple of being seen. Right. So, on top of that, I guess this is somewhat connected, but in my writer's circle, since the audiobook version of my cyberpunk book came out, a whole bunch of people on Twitter followed me, so I've got like a crew of writers that I don't know them personally yet, but like for me, Twitter's still kind of a relatively new thing for me. It's like, I like Seven Dust, anybody else? And then like nobody says anything. Go back into my cave. But there's this one profile called Encyclopocalypse. And they're basically a publishing house for like horror stories and like science fiction and a bunch of stuff. And their storefront on Amazon was completely just wiped, like deleted. It ended up being 70 plus books, upcoming and pretty much in total. So like people's like life's work is on this thing, just taken. And when the person reached out and they're like, what? Guys, where's my storefront? What are we doing? Their response to him was inappropriate. Metadata was the first thing that was told bad.
Yeah, and it was funny because you had sent me a message last night. And you're like, I'm not quite sure what metadata is. And I'm like trying to think of like the best way to like type it, but like I don't know if you've familiarized yourself with what metadata is now.
A quick Google search told me it is data about data, and then I started laughing. Because I immediately thought of Star Trek. And, yeah, you sent me that joke. And Brent Spiner just going, that's a very odd way to put that.
Basically, the best way to describe it is metadata is the way that this file describes itself to the server receiving it. So it's going to send over, metadata is going to be like the date the document received or was written, author's name, subject, and then like
text.
It will pick out keywords. So keywords. The way I explained it to Kate today, I'm like, if you're doing a, like, say you wrote a paper on Motley Crue, and the main focus, yeah, right, the main focus was like Tommy Lee, it's going to grab those out of there.
Heroin.
Yeah, like heroin.
Whiskey, pee.
So, the only thing I can think of is that when you said he publishes for like horror and sci-fi and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
The only thing I can think of is maybe like it had like, maybe he had a book that had like really dark subject matter, maybe. And the keywords that were picked out that were sent to the server as metadata caused it to flag. Still not right, and still should have been told to him, but continue.
So, as we were having that discussion,
right,
my thought was, okay, if it was a matter of just, like, bad tags that were picked up or bad keywords, but, like, in my mind, you're looking at a place called Encyclopocalypse.
Right.
If it's, like, zombies, who's going to put, like, hashtag rape in there? Like, what are we, like, what are you looking for that's inappropriate? Like, if you have zombies, if you have murder mysteries, like, what do you consider bad in terms of bad enough to wipe 70-plus books off the map?
Yeah, that's a bit excessive. 70 is a bit much. Like, if they had a book and, you know, you told the server, you know, if read, and then it would be like, rape, flag. And, you know, you tell the server, like, if you see this keyword in there, you alert us, and then we send it back. But, like, to eliminate somebody's entire fucking storefront for that is a bit much.
And here's the thing. When it comes to what we were talking about, this is all big cyclical thing. So,
right.
Bot-driven censorship.
Mm-hmm.
People in charge of the oversight, however, whatever little there is, they have no idea what they're doing. Are they going in and manually reading the tags, the data? Are they reading the books? Are they looking at the previews to see, okay, which one is the book with the too much naked? Which one is the book with the too much murder? Like,
which book is too much stamp?
Which one has too much wee-wee?
What is gay? Anyway.
But too much gay. Delete everything.
Too much gay.
So that was my thought process was, who is watching this?
Right.
Who is reading and saying, okay, this is bad, take it out? Or are you leaving like 4 or 5 interns that you pay peanuts to watch over the big algorithm machine and just to send automated messages to people who are screaming at the top of their lungs?
Right.
So I think it's pretty much that. And I talked to one of them myself for Kindle Vella, and then this poor guy for Encyclopocalypse was talking to Edgardo.
Yeah, oh my God.
So he was the one.
And that response you sent me was just like, what the absolute fuck is this?
Their response also was, nah.
Yeah, there's no. We had our research team check into it. You know what I thought of? Have you ever seen the movie Waiting?
Yes.
With Ryan Reynolds and what the hell's his name, Justin Long?
Yes.
So David Koechner plays the manager in that movie. I guess you could say he was the antagonist, but Justin Long goes into his office and he's talking about something with him. He's like, I quit. And David Koechner goes, well, I write the books and you walked in here and you're fired. He's like, you can't fire me, I quit. No, you're fired. And like, that's what it like keeps like coming back to me is like, No rhyme, no reason, no nothing. It's just, I'm Amazon, I'm TikTok, I write how the story goes, and you're banned.
Not even that. Like, even worse than that? It would be one thing if there was, like, a person named, you know, Gordon. And Gordon oversaw all the self-published Amazon books, and Gordon was, like, the biggest asshole of all time. And he's like, chess with the devil? What are you fucking... Are you some kind of jabroni film student from Berkeley? Get out of here, son. Veto. Like, just delete. Like, if that would make more sense to me. Like, right. like a high school principal, former high school principal, looks over all the self-published books and like, what are you shitting me? But instead, you just have this automated program that is like, you know, written by Gearbox, the guys who did fucking Aliens Colonial Marines.
Yeah.
And they're missing like one integral part of the code and it just deletes somebody's whole...
Randy Pritchford, baby.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They're missing little digit... ruins the whole system for some people. And then when they're reaching out for help, they're like, nah, everything's fine, because they're not seeing the missing digit. They don't know how to look for it. They don't know who to call to look for it. So this hierarchy of fucking dork trying to navigate that is damn near impossible.
Well, and like, real quick, I know I said Gearbox, yeah, but fuck Gearbox. Fuck Randy Pitchford.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Right. But, like, the thing is, like, you know, a lot of people are starting to stray away from these big platforms because of that very fucking reason.
Yeah.
You know, Jared Dines, like, he had that big thing with the smoke on the water ban, where, like, fucking Warner copyright struck him, like, several times about it.
With, like, 10 seconds worth of...
Yeah, just him playing the fucking riff from Smoke on the Water. And, like, Warner started going after everybody for that. And it's like, I'm gonna need y'all motherfuckers to just chill out. But, like, him, you know, the shit with James Stephanie Sterling. Like, that shit is fucking crazy. The dude fucking Gilson B. Pontus fucking just... striking every single one of his videos. He fucking was striking videos from like 3 or 4 years ago.
Gilson, I'm still disappointed in you.
Man. Right.
But you were supposed to be the one.
you were supposed to destroy the Sith, not join them.
Putting on a bad game where you just run around and die for an hour.
Yeah.
Annually. Legend. But instead, you had to be like, all those other folks.
All the other ones.
Who cannot handle criticism yep. in good faith and goodwill and take it on the chin like a normal, relatively normal person. Dude, you gotta just let this shit fall off your chest and move on. You know what I mean? And the thing with Amazon, like, what's even crazier is that I guess you can call it the fucking encyclopocalypse gate. I don't know what to call it, but it's it's gaining traction, dude. Like, there's like famous people, you know, famous enough. Like the guy Nightmind, the dude who got me into Slender Man and like cryptids and shit on YouTube. He's tweeting about it. So like, if it got to him, word's getting around. So Amazon has not said a single word.
Mm-mm.
And they, honestly, what sucks is that they probably won't.
I was going to say, nor will they.
They probably won't. And then after about 2 or 3 more weeks of slander, watch all those books just magically come back on. And then they'll get, like, the most smug, you're welcome, automated fucking email imaginable, accepting no fault, because that's what they do.
Well, conversely, the other thing might happen is they might come back out and they might say, yeah, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback on this and, you know, and they might just stay strong. They might just stand their ground and be like, nope, this author and his storefront, violated our community guidelines. We will not be reinstating his storefront. We will not be reinstating his orders. Period. End of sentence. Because they're a big corporation. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't care if you fucking ordered a book for your fucking mom who's a huge fan. They don't give a fuck. They don't care if you ordered it for fucking Cassie. They don't care.
I guess in my way, I'm lucky that my shit hasn't just vanished due to some sort of community violation that they see fit.
Phantom fucking algorithm poll?
Exactly. And then, I guess, for all the 70 people, you know, how do you get your shit back out there? Do you even want to work with Amazon going forward? Not even that. The people who still had books waiting and pre-ordered, they got messages from Amazon that said, the publisher has canceled your pre-order.
Yeah, so we're not going to take any responsibility. We're not going to take any liability for it. We're going to aim it back at your publisher and have you bitch your publisher out. That's fucked. That is fucked.
That is 100% a lie.
Yeah.
If you send an email and say, the storefront your book is coming out on caught a violation, so if you want to reorder it, contact the author. Even that makes more sense to me business-wise. But you're just sending a message that is 100% a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody type that.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, clock's ticking. Find a new way to get your shit out there.
Well, and that's the thing that sucks is that, you know, these big corporations, like, you know, Amazon being the biggest one that we can point to, they put knees to a lot of necks. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of places that you can get on a seller's market so easily. Etsy, yeah, sure, you can do that. You can do Etsy if you want, but the thing is like Etsy, you have to pay them.
Yeah.
You have to pay them for your store. It's like renting out space.
Lulu.
Yep.
Same thing. Ingram Spark is, that is one place you could use as like a competitor if you want, like a competitor to Amazon, because one thing that they have over Amazon KDP is like you can actually do like hardcover for your book. So like if you're like the kind of person who said, I wrote the next Lord of the Rings. It's the king of the bracelets. The princess of the anklets. You can do a hardcover and sell it for like 35 or whatever. You can do that through Ingram Spark. But it's just it's a whole process. You got to pay annually. You know, it's just more to do. But you get something back for that extra worth, you know, that extra money you're putting in.
Right.
So the problem that we face now with brands is you're given all this convenience, but with that convenience, you have no freedom. You're at their whim. You're at their will. And if you piss them off or if you piss off the bot for whatever reason, you're stomped. You're stomped on. So how do you get around that? You find a way to get your shit out a different way, at least in my mind.
Well, and that's why I said, you know, in our case with the TikTok thing, we're not going to use TikTok. That's simply it.
We don't, yeah, I mean, our stuff, our creativity, whatever we want to put out in the world is not going to live and die by somebody else's means, whether it's robotic or an intern or Edgardo or fucking Catherine or whoever sent you the TikTok email.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the main thing out of all this is shout out to Anchor for being cool, even when they were bought out by Spotify.
Anchor!
Because who knows how much copyrighted shit flies out there from somebody saying, yo, I have a podcast, and it's just, you know, them just like fucking. Like them listening to like Limp Bizkit on repeat for like 4 hours. You don't even know. But
it could be fucking, like, what's his ass? What the fuck was that guy's name that you had me listen to?
There's a lot. Apator?
There you go.
I send a lot of garbage your way. I'm sorry. But
Avatar was the worst.
And even if worse comes to worse, and if Anchor comes back at a shocking thing and says, hey man, you guys violated a thing, or Zack Snyder's coming to get you, and fucking he's had it with your shit, making fun of his slow motion, and we're gonna delete your channel, that's cool. You know why? Because we're just gonna keep doing it anyway.
Can't hold us down, baby.
Can't hold anybody down.
We're the OG, baby. You can't hold us down.
Anybody. Anybody who has 10 books on that storefront, keep putting your shit out. You know, if that guy's storefront goes down, other ones will come up. Maybe there can be some kind of community thing where we can put it together to where, you know, fuck, if I have to help make some kind of storefront myself
right.
to get this shit going, I will. I'll do whatever I can. But we don't need them.
No.
We never really needed them. We just used it because they offered. That's really the main thing. People are like, you know, talking online about how, oh, this is people's life's work getting fucked with. Yeah, but when you first started doing your writing shit, when you first started doing your TikTok shit, it's just you by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it should stay. You know, you don't need any fucking big corporation to get you famous or just to get you in a place where you should feel comfortable or happy. Make your shit and put it out there however it can go. And be happy with that. That's where I'm at with it. I don't know about the rest, but fuck Edgardo.
Fuck Edgardo. Fucking, what's her fucking name? Catherine something, whatever.
You started a digital war, people.
Fuck fucking TikTok. Fuck y'all. The OG, we're still here. We're still going to do our thing. We're still going to be on Anchor. We're still going to be on Spotify, on YouTube. It's not on TikTok because apparently, you know, Eric and I are not attractive enough to, you know, promote stuffed animals.
I'm definitely not. I mean, I guess we got to do another Dinosaur Friends where it's like, too hot for TikTok, baby. We're like Jerry Springer, if you know what that is. I've been alive for 65 million years. So I know. I know a lot of young kids don't know what that is.
But we're still around. They can't hold me down. You tell Mr. Chocolate Man and he ain't shutting me down. Shit, now all of a sudden I'm going to have Madonna fucking blowing me up going, God damn it, don't quote League of Their Own. Struck. God fucking damn it. Anyway. That was our rant.
Big Daddy Jeffrey.
Big Daddy Jeffrey. Fucking Lex Luthor. Shoving fucking Jolly Ranchers into people's mouths.
That would be paradoxical. No. I think what might be a good idea is I'll put a link to the guy's website. And then, you know, if people want to support, reach out. Maybe we'll get like some kind of hashtag stuff going. I'm surprised there hasn't been one already, but I'm sure pretty much people are just tagging Amazon like, why are you a monster?
Yeah, right? Why are you a bunch of fucks?
You guys are dicks. Also, please send me those shoes. Don't forget that. The convenience is always going to be there.
Right.
So people are not going to just stop using fucking Amazon for everything. But that's the thing we got to deal with.
And damn them hurt being the only streaming service with all 8 seasons of House. They suck.
DVDs.